Letitia's story is a story that I wrote through tears. But it did not begin that way. How hopeful, I thought, when I found the Freedom Seeker advertisement. And how brave this girl marched away from her enslaver's household. She must have had good reason to do so. Did she accomplish her aims? Did she ultimately manage to escape slavery? And then I found the stack of depositions filed away by the court, the testimonies of neighbors to Letitia's wasting, the statements about her fear of her enslaver, the declaration by the local doctor that he would not so much as dispense advice to help the girl without the permission of her cruel enslaver, the confirmation of Letitia's death. The contours of Letitia's short life slowly became clear to me in a cold, soundless archive in Massachusetts. The work was emotionally taxing, and it was lonely. As I have found, frankly, much of my historical work, including the process of writing my book, to be. But the Freedom Seekers Project, as a whole, is the antithesis of solitary. The undertaking is an exceptionally collaborative one. Working with my project team and website design professionals, I built a website with tools for searching the collection of stories, including an interactive map. As the collection of stories at the heart of this project grows, we have published essays authored by nearly 50 different contributors. These range from undergraduate students to senior scholars. And teaching is at the heart of our undertaking, and that is often done as a team. The Freedom Seekers Project has run an internship through the History Department for the past 5 semesters, which has allowed UW students to master the difficult historical work of piecing together these untold stories. And students beyond UW have benefited from the Freedom Seekers Project as well. The team has made instructional materials available free of charge on its website, which have been used by professors in college classes nationwide, from the University of Pennsylvania to Appalachian State to Johns Hopkins to the University of California, Berkeley, and beyond.